everyone. Seeing so it's 9 a.m., I will now call the Golf Tournament Committee meeting to order. Please note that assistive listening devices for use in the council chambers are available upon request from the staff in the clerk's office. Please ensure that all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent. Are there any members of council who have to disclose pecuniary interest? Seeing none. I will now move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the confirmation of minutes from the meeting held on February 21st, 2017. I have a mover and seconder for that, please. Moved by Councillor Mazzapelli, seconded by Mayor Thompson. The next item on the agenda. All in favor? Any opposed? Seeing none, carries. The next item on the agenda is the regular business items. Staff report regarding 2017 Caledon Council Golf Community. Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament, primary recipient. Is there a presentation? Just the staff report. Do we need to
raise the receiver? So the idea was if someone wants to put PC on the staff report, someone wants to put a name on the motion.
Are there any members that are prepared to move a motion to select the primary grant recipient? Okay. Mayor Thompson? Do
I have to do this? Yes, I saw a proposal, but I don't see it here, and that's for the Bolton Camp for the rebuild of the kitchen facilities, banquet hall. Where is that?
So it's about two-thirds of the way down the page on page 203.
Okay. Sorry, it's under Living City. I saw stuff come through on it, and it made a lot of sense. There it is. Okay, TRCA. I was looking for Bolton Camp or whatever. I couldn't find it. For that $75,000, I think it's fitting. I know we help with the Alton Legion, but I think it's nice to do something on the east side. I can remember when I was a 4-H member years ago, that was a great gathering place for a lot of functions. And I think that one fits the bill extremely well for the Bolton side, which we haven't really done much in the past. So I'd like to move it forward for discussion.
Okay, so I have a motion in front of me that, so you'd like to move it forward for discussion as of this motion? Okay, so do you want me to read this as is?
With the Living City.
Okay. So the motion would read that the Living City Foundation be selected as a primary grant recipient for the 2017 Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament, and that the selected primary grant recipient for the 2017 Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament receive $75,000 of the net funds raised from the 2017 Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament.
No, that's Brampton.
So the motion is on the floor.
Way the motion's written, so that's why I put it forward. So let's put it forward for discussion, and then we'll discuss it.
So the motion is on the floor for discussion. And Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Downey. I fully support this, and it was the one that popped out to me because it has such a well-rounded appeal. Having said that, if we support this and pass it, does that preclude discussions on any of the other recipients or applicants? Because we all have already decided, correct?
So just to clarify, your question is if we pass this motion,
basically
with
the discussion
this recipient,
is over.
The discussion is over, or would we would move to the secondary list?
So through the chair to the committee, it's my understanding, so right now you're deciding on the primary recipient.
Right.
It's completely up to the committee. So right now on the floor is you're choosing to choose one primary recipient.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely up to the committee of how you'd like to
debate
this. So whether you'd like to choose two primary recipients or a number, but right now this is what's on the floor.
Okay. So, and I know this is on the floor, and this is what we have to discuss. And I've read them all thoroughly, So this is the one that has my support. I just feel a little odd not having the opportunity to have a conversation about the rest, if there's any members of council. The first order of business on this matter is a motion. I don't think there's much that's going to change the way that I've viewed this, because, again, I have read it all. But I would just rather have a conversation first and then have the motion. So I know that this is on the floor, so I don't know. I'm not trying to complicate it.
I appreciate that. So now would be the time to have that discussion. If you want to have discussion of any other items, or if other council members want to discuss any other recipients, now would be the time to do that.
You know, do you need me to table this for the moment to allow discussion, or are we okay?
No.
Okay.
Councillor McClure.
Thank you, Chair Downey. The other one I'd like to suggest is the Peel Agricultural Society. I know a couple of people on that board, and I know they're wanting for funds, so I'd like to suggest that we help them out too. Maybe we could have a double, two recipients, but I'd like to help on them too.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Thompson. I think he was on. Oh, you were not. Sorry, you were on my list. That's fine. If you want, I can skip over. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I would support the Living City Foundation at this point, but I'll put that one aside. As far as the Albion Bolton, I totally support agriculture. But the Caledon Fair, just to let Gord know, easily got a Trillium grant for the bleachers. It's something that is, fill out the forms and the Albion Society would. Yeah, but the saying the Trillium Fund will pay for the bleachers. I'm just letting you know, because we did it at the Caledon Fair. So just saying that there are other opportunities.
Did they actually apply for that, though?
Well, we got it.
Ken? Yep.
So, Gord, so the Caledon Agricultural Society applied for the Trillium grant for the bleachers, and they did receive that's something that Trillium is quite happy to support. Just throwing it out there.
Okay, well, I think there's other things they'd like to have, too, but this is what I'd like to support anyway. Okay, thanks.
I thank Rob Mazzapelli, because I think we don't do the others justice unless we discuss them. If not, this meeting could be done in 1 minute. I think we need to discuss some of the others. So I just want to point out to my members here, Caledon, and maybe we have to look at this grant situation, the primary grant as being a certain number and up. Because there are people here on the list that are asking for $600. That could be in a subsequent grant situation, even $8,000. Of course, I don't have my glasses on. That could be $3,000. any thoughts on, let me speak to the others, and then I'm going to throw it back. So Caledon Central Public School, they have been doing the kids triathlon and in and about there. And this would be a wonderful asset for them. So I'm hoping that if it doesn't, I mean, I think everybody's thinking about supporting the other one, but Caledon Central Public School to get a walking track in there, a running track, would be truly an asset. This is the last amount of money that they actually need. They've got the rest. It's about a $70,000 endeavor, and they've got everything except the last 20. So maybe we can look at it for the secondary one. The other thing I wanted to point out that most people wouldn't understand is, and I'm not sure how the Credit Valley Sandstone Company, because they didn't qualify, they would have to make themselves a not-for-profit. Is that what it would have to be, Kevin? Okay.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay. Because it's directly across from the Badlands. And they're proposing putting a turning circle on their property. I want to work something out with the region that, because with the location of the parking spot, it's extremely detrimental to people's health when they go and do a U-turn And they were going to provide more parking that would be used for the Badlands and for this park situation. So I'll speak to them about that. Not sure, and I'm hoping other people might know. See, I look at this list, and I don't know enough about or where they are. Marion's Place. Can anybody tell me where Marion's Place is? It is Caledon East? And why wouldn't this be included in, so now I'm going to ask staff, why wouldn't this be included in a recreational plan for, I'm assuming it's on town property, or is it going on somebody's private property?
Can Heather, are you able to answer that question?
I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on, and I forgot them at home, so I'm just having a tough time reading this. It's a little blurry.
Through the chair to Councillor O'Shaughnessy, right now they don't specify what their location will be, so we don't have any more information than that.
Okay. I think we can actually get clarification from Councillor Innes, if you wouldn't mind chiming in.
It's actually they're looking at proposing and putting on private property, and it's a private run organization, but it is to help youth and specifically troubled youth.
Okay, I like the idea of the troubled youth thing, and that's great, but to me, the climbing wall basketball court, we should be looking at doing that within our recreational complex here. I mean, if it's going to be expanded, and now we're going to have the property south of us. So at this point, looking through this list, I too, like Mayor Thompson, I would support the Living City on the east side, and I think we need to look at, can some of these, Heather, come back to us and looking for the money after the fact, you know, the leftover money, what do we call it, the secondary?
Through the chair to Councillor Shaughnessy, that's direction you could put out to change the secondary process to review the primary applicants. So you could change that process through a motion.
Okay, because it just makes it difficult that they have to go back and reapply when we've already got their information, because some of these could be carried over to the leftover. So how would the clerk like to do that?
So through the chair to the committee, what we've done in the past is following the selection of the primary recipient, we encourage the people who have applied to apply for the secondary grants. So it has to be a separate process so they're evaluated, but we work with them to assist, you know, not necessarily have to fill out a complete application, but help them transfer that information. But it does need to be a new application for the secondary grants.
Okay, then I think we need to put some parameters on this one, because to me, when people start asking for $3,000 and $600, that's not really, even the $8,000 is really not a primary situation. So maybe us as a golf council needs to look at the money. So these people aren't, I mean, these are small, a lot of them are small organizations, and having to redo applications all the time is frustrating for them, and it's not easy, and they're all volunteers, or most of these would be volunteers. So how can we facilitate that?
So through the chair to Councillor Shaughnessy, I would recommend, I know staff are looking at the entire process. Today we're selecting for the primary recipient for the 2017 golf tournament. However, I'd recommend perhaps even including a motion or an amendment to this motion asking staff to look at the primary and grant recipient process, so that can be brought forward to this committee, and then that's where we can have that discussion of actual logistics. Unfortunately, it seems every year, regardless of notification and explanation, community groups still feel that they'd like to apply, whether it's $600 or $1,000 or $100,000. So as we look at that, perhaps we could put a limit on a threshold of sorts, but that's I would recommend perhaps if you want us to look at that.
Yes, Madam Clerk, I would, because I think it's a waste of their time to come in here for the three or the six, because we would never consider that as a primary grant opportunity.
And we have those conversations with the applicants. However, they still choose to move forward their application, so staff isn't in the position where we would pull them from the application.
No, you're right. So if we review it, have staff review and come back with a minimum threshold, then people aren't, their expectations aren't raised and then crashed and then raised and then crashed.
So
At least 100.
So, Councillor Shaughnessy, would you like to clarify that in the form of an amendment?
Yes, I'd like exactly what the clerk said, to make an amendment to review the, however you want to say it, the amount, and to review the process to come back with a reasonable, to look at past years and come back with a reasonable minimum threshold that we could consider as a primary grant.
Okay, thank you.
And that's it for me.
Okay. So, all right, moving forward, that the following paragraph be added to the motion on the floor, that staff be directed to review the process for the selection of the primary and secondary grants for the Caledon Golf Tournament and report back. We need a mover and seconder for that. Councillor Mezzapelli, moved by and seconded by Councillor Shaughnessy. Okay. All in favor? Okay. Carries. So back to the main motion, and I have Councillor Mezzapelli.
Sorry, Chair Downey. So are we done with the discussion? I'll just make one quick point. I noticed that there's operating on here, and I know that, and maybe it's not a hard and fast rule, and maybe that's why they're here. I always thought there was a not-for-profit charitable organization with a capital project. So when it's operating, is that just for our consideration? It doesn't meet the prescribed or preferred criteria?
Through the chair, to Councillor Mezzapelli, that's correct. We just put that information on there so it would help you evaluate which applicant you wanted to go with.
Okay. I think that's something we need to look up with this review as well. So then I'll keep it short. I fully support this. When I see all the list of the groups, youth employment, Girls Can Too, and all the partners that they've had from the Bolton Braves, the Rotary, Women's Leadership Forum, school boards, schools, this is a well-rounded community impact, and I think it's worthy of our support. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mezzapelli. And Councillor Innes.
Thank you. And I think Councillor Mezzapelli stated everything that I was going to state about the Bolton camp. And I'm glad that I'd be happy to second this motion. And as the board member for the TRCA with the Region of Peel. Sorry?
We have a seconder. Thank you.
Oh, okay. It's a wonderful facility, and I think that it's going to add a lot to the community going forward. And I'm proud that that I hope that the rest of this committee will support it. I think that it's a good cause, and I think that it'll benefit not just the Village of Bolton, but the community as a whole surrounding it. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other speakers. Go ahead, Mayor Thompson.
Yeah. Now that we got Councillor Innes here, there will be a group from Living City that will be help supporting at the golf tournament on this, I hope.
Can you use your mic, please?
They've already been sending me emails and such, so I believe that we'll be able to have some TRCA representatives there.
Great, thank you. So we have a motion on the floor as amended. Can I just call the vote? All in favor? Any opposed? Carried. Okay, moving along. Status update regarding the 2017 golf tournament. Mr. Hayashi, please provide an update with respect to this year's golf tournament.
Thank you, Chair Downey. The update is we continue to work our counselors continue to work with the golf course owner to confirm date, location. Now that we have the primary recipient named and the amount, once we have the date and location confirmed, we can go out with our marketing materials. First and foremost would be the save the date, contacting previous participants. The other update as far as the status would be the memo that's included, just talking about some of the changes that will be happening with this year's golf tournament. If there are any questions about that, about the memo, I can answer those. Thank you.
Okay. Seeing none, we're going to move on to the correspondence. Are there any comments regarding the correspondence package or matters that require action? No questions or comments? Okay. That's it. That concludes this meeting, and the Golf Tournament Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.